Well, it looks like as we start the day today, Dow futures, all the futures are in negative territory. Oil is down about 1.5%. I wouldn't be surprised if we see oil continue to fall the rest of the day a little bit, or at least finish in negative territory. Watching that closely, not as closely as I was, because demand is definitely picking up. Oil prices are going up as a result of supply being cut dramatically recently out of Canada, as I mentioned yesterday on the program. I also had a very interesting interview last night, someone that I haven't interviewed with in many, many years. It's a, some say, conservative talk program. I don't know about how conservative they are. I don't think they've ever been really that sold out on conservative values. It's out of Arizona, and I was on there in 2008, and they reminded me that I was on in December, early December of 2008, where we had a very heated discussion about the Federal Reserve stepping in to bail out the government and what was going to happen with corporations now that are going to be failing, they said back then, in dramatic fashion. And we've had interviews after that, but they reminded me of that interview and reminded me of what I had been saying. And what I was saying back then was that the government should not be bailing out any company, whether it is an automotive company or a very small solar company, that we should not be in the business of bailing out. I also indicated that we shouldn't be in the business of subsidies. I am always been totally against any subsidies to corporate America. Now, if you want to give certain tax breaks to companies to be lured into America or to a certain state, that's fine. I understand that. And that's good business practices. So now here we are at a time when the government is facing once again the situation of continuing to bail out corporate America, small business, large business. And they wanted to know what I would say. Now we have a Republican-controlled White House. I said the same thing that I said back then, and I told them that I would likely never change that. There are always exceptions to the rule, but the exceptions have to be looked at very closely. I'm not for bailing out any companies. I said it in 2008, late in 2008, all through 2009, and into 2010, that we shouldn't be bailing anybody out. We shouldn't have subsidies to companies. They have to be market-driven. The market makes companies. The market buying public makes company, supplying a need, developing an innovative piece of something, ingenuity. They're the things that have made America strong, and they ought to be the things that we should be looking at. My response to them last night was, I don't want to live in a country of mediocrity. I don't want to say, boy, there's a great company. They're about as mediocre as you can get. They're not making a lot of money. They're not losing a lot of money. Just mediocrity. That is a world of socialism. I don't want that. I don't want that for America. It's not what made America great. And those companies that, sad to say, cannot survive, lessons need to be learned, and they need to shut down, and maybe they reemerge as a better company or a different company, but they can't survive. Now, I get a lot of pushback from that, I know, but I have stuck to that, and I think we are going to be faced with this over the next 6 months. And I can tell you, if we get a different administration in, and you now are worried about debt that we have created, as I am, then I would say that we better really be worried, because we are going to have another, remember the companies that President Obama, Vice President Joe Biden, dished money out to, that 3 months to a year later, they filed for bankruptcy, while the CEOs walked away with a very nice bank account. So I'm not for that. I'm still against it, and I'm against it under this administration as well. Things need to be let alone. We can't create mediocrity. We can't bail out companies that when you look at them, you say, you know what? All the bailout in the world is not going to help this company. We failed to do that during the financial crisis. I don't want to fail to do that now. So I am hoping that we have enough free market economists in and around this president that that won't happen. And by the way, those bailout companies are not companies that I want to invest in, nor would I want you to invest in those things. Look, I think we are headed into a very volatile time right now. It seems to me as though the markets, companies, individuals are coming to the realization that the economy is going to be slower to recovery based on the unprecedented amount of uncertainty. This is the kind of uncertainty that we aren't going to get any clarity on as to the certainty of it and how it is going to end. We're not going to do it. It is not something that we've ever dealt with before. We will know and get clarity on how it's all going to end when it all ends. And it's going to be hard to see anything but some volatility. I'll say now what I've been saying. We have irrational rise. Now, I'm okay with the markets being overvalued. I'm okay with government debt being where it is, not because it's a good number or I like it. It's because we had little choice. I'm not okay with the prospect of this escalating into a much worse situation. The reason why I'm okay with some of this uncertainty in the markets and the economy right now is because the other important factors in the economy are nowhere near where they were in 2008. And lots of other issues too aren't where they were. So I feel good about that. And I think those things alone will carry us into a strong economy in the not too distant future, assuming administrations don't change. But I do believe there's going to be volatility up to that. I don't know that it makes sense to go in a big way to this volatility that we are seeing right now. If you're already in and you need to add to positions that are down, I'm okay with that. There are still some amazingly good buys on my buy list, but I don't think it's wise to put new money or just now start to get in. If you're not in, I would definitely hold off if you're over 50. If you're under 50, go in. If you're a income investor, it's irrelevant what's valued high or low or anything else. All you're looking for is stability in your income, and you are accumulating shares. You're not accumulating money. You've already accumulated money. You're using that money to now accumulate shares that are paying dividends. That is a true income investor that is not doing income investing for any other reason other than to start taking the income to supplement what income they already have. That's what I am always talking about when I talk about income investors. So if that is you, perfectly okay to continue on your path of accumulating shares that are paying. People are asking me about dividends. I'm an income investor. It's no longer paying the dividend. But look, it's you don't have to ask me what if you're an income investor the way I just described. There's no reason to keep a stock that is not paying a dividend. No reason. Yeah, but I'm down. Then keep it. But that's not a reason to keep it, my opinion. If you're an income investor, you move that loss over to something else that's down that's paying income. If you are concerned about it being down and you're taking the, then you're really not an income investor and you need to rethink your strategy and become a growth investor, not an income investor. It's a different story. Anyway, I think the market is going to remain volatile. I think we're going to continue to see that. And I also think something which I haven't talked about much. Think about parking some money in inflation-protected bond fund. I think that there may be some wisdom in that. We've seen this for the last 3 weeks. These funds are increasing in value. I believe that we are going to see some inflation starting to set in, even though the Federal Reserve is not in that camp. I would also point you to an article that is somewhat encouraging, the appointing and the finally passing by one vote, the Senate Bank Committee, to add or a new member to the Federal Reserve Board. This member is an advocate for the gold standard. She has been an advocate for the gold standard as long as she's been in the public eye. In 2017 and 18, she was making some very convincing arguments to go on some sort of commodity-based standard. We need somebody like that on the Federal Reserve Board. Don't know if she'll make any progress along those lines, but it's a step in the right direction. I'm glad she's on the board. Anyway, you can find the article about that on FISM News. So if you have your phone app, you can read it there or go to FISM.TV and click on the news button, and you'll see some more information about that. All right, I want to thank everybody for being with us. I want to mention to all of you that are listening that are my Bible study, you need to understand, is not related to financial issues. It's not intended for that. Have I used the platform of financial issues to mention it? Yes, I have, and I guess I'll continue to do that because we want people to study God's Word. I do. It's a personal Bible study, so don't confuse it with the ministry. You don't have to be a partner to be in the Bible study. And I would ask all of you to encourage those around you that have never been in a Bible study. This is the most unthreatening thing they can ever do when it comes to studying the Bible. And I would tell them, hey, just email this guy, or you give me their email address. I'll put them on the list. They'll get the reminders on Thursday evening to join us on Friday morning. So I hope that you will continue to do that. And it's got nothing to do with partnership. All we want to do is encourage and feed as many people as we possibly can. And I hope that will be your goal as you tell others about it. Thank you. I sure appreciate all of you. Sorry again, another long little podcast here. And we'll see you in a couple hours. God bless.